שמואל דף מם גימל ומבייס מבארן נוח על עושת נהי מקטנוי ויאר המחלוי כי יש לבקים את הלטו למייס on Shabbos ממיטה למיטה that means the mace himself on Shabbos is muksa. If you want to move a mace, why should you want to move him? Either because it's in the sun and it'll start smelling, or else you want to take him out of the room. So there's one heter is to put a kikar or a tinnik on top of the mace. If you put a piece of bread or any heterdik material on top of the mace, there's a heter to move the mace that way. Let's say you don't have any metal, you don't have any chvetzim there to put on top of the mace. So we had a shayla, can you move the mace mimita lamita? Means he's lying on one mattress. You want to like roll him off the mattress onto another mattress. That's called tiltul min hatzad. The shayla is a mutter by mace and not. So let me get hanoi. Ein matzilu nes hamace. The question is a fire in a room. And you know, there's a mace there and you want to take the mace out of the room. It shouldn't be burnt up. Is ein matzilu nes hamace of mehad leikri. You can't save him. Omer Reb Yehuda ben Lokish. Shemati, I heard no. You're allowed to save a mace of Nehad Leker. There's a fire in the room. You're allowed to carry the mace outside, even though he's the muksa of the Mishumat Sola. Not he shouldn't be burnt up. It's muta. Hechidum for the where's the machlokes if you're allowed to save the mace or not? Idiika kikur atinik. If you have a kikur piece of bread that you could put on top of the mace and pshita that heter is my time of Tanakama. How could Tanakama say you're not allowed to save the mace of Nehad Leker? Put a piece of bread, or put anything on top, put a piece of bread on top of the mace. That's a heter. The rabbanon will make all daska by mace. If mishum covered a mace, rabbanon gave a heter. If you put a dover heter on top of this muksa dike mace, now you're allowed to move the mace. For other muksas, you don't have this heter. If you have some money on the floor that's muksa, you don't have a heter to put a cookie on top of the money. There's only a heter by a mace. The rabbanon will make all covered a mace. If you have a piece of bread or a tinnik or anything put on top of the mace, it's mutter. See if you have something to put on top of the mace, chiti can move the mace. How does Tanakhama say you can't save the mace if they had like them? Either left elamite, there's nothing there in the room. There's no bread, there's nothing to touch to put on top of the mace. My time of view is Ben Lokish. Why is he matter to save the mace if they had like them? The Huru is an Issa Muksa. You're not allowed to be matter Muksa. Elo, the Huru, where's the Batamach Lokis? La, the tilta minatzad pligi. A machlokes is where the mace is on a bed, and you want to like roll them off this bed to roll them onto another bed. That's called tiltum min atzad. That means you're not touching the mace directly. It's min atzad. Rashi says min atzad means kalach hayad, an indirect movement. You're moving the bed, and because of moving the bed, the mace gets rolled off onto the side. So, that's this machlokes. The mace of a tiltum min atzad shmei tiltum. That's the Tanakhama. You're not allowed to roll the mace off one bed to get him onto another bed, because you're being a tilt of the mace. No, that's not called tilt, that's mutter. So the Gemara loy. I tell you, the kula yama tiltum and atzad shmei tiltum. Really, we're handling with muksa. A tiltum and atzad is also awesome. That means you can't touch a muksa, touch a kli that moves the muksa. Tiltum and atzad is awesome. Of the Zoy, why here by Mace is the Mutter? For Hainu time of the Yehuda ben Lokish, why does the Yehuda ben Lokish matter you to move the Mace if they had like a new Svara? To Mitoyer Shodom Boyal al Mesoi, what's going on here? There's a fire in the room. A fire in the room, we're afraid the fire will burn up the Mace. So a person gets very nervous. Is he going to burn up his father? Is he loisharis lay? If the Rabbonim would not be Matthew to mamish pick up the mace and take the mace outside, or else at least to make a tiltum and atzad, also lechvuye. If the Rabbonim are going to say you can't touch the mace, you can't even move him mimita lemita, a person will get so nervous he'll put out the fire. Therefore, here the Rabbonim will make him. Only in a place where there's a fire, and you're afraid the mace may get burnt up, here the Rabbonim will make you allowed to touch the mace, tiltum and atzad. You're allowed to like move him, or else tiltum and atzad means take a stick and like move the mace. Avia not touching the mace directly, just tiltum and atzad, either he's on a bed, and you pick up the bed to roll him onto another bed, that's mutter. But mashman, that's the maskona, that it's only mutter here by mace. Because really we hold tiltum and atzad is shmei tiltum. If you're touching a muksa, not directly, indirectly, is also also to touch muksa. That's called a tiltum. Now here by mace, Rabbanu will make it, because they won't make you to move the mace this way, we're afraid you put out the fire. Trashi l'shorus lei, avu b'mutu l'chama l'shori. But if the mace is just in the sun, There, there's no chash you come to put out a fire doing this to the raisa. There, there are bonim war mekel. If the mace is in the sun and you want to move him on the side, if he's on a bed, it's also to move him from one bed to another bed. Because that's called a tiltum and a tzad, that's also. The only hetter that would be is if you put a tinnik or you put a piece of kikar on top of the mace, then the rabbanu maker is considered not like you're moving, touching the mace, but you're moving a piece of bread. So that's a hetter. But if you have no bread to put on top of the mace, it's also to move the mace when he's in the chama. Only here, if they had leker, are we matter. Omri Rav Yehuda ben Shilu, Omri Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan, Halach Rav Yehuda ben Lakish b'meis. We pass the Yehuda ben Lakish b'meis. That means in the case where there's a dleika, a fire, there will make you allowed to move the meis mimita lamita. But not in the fire, just in the sun, it's awesome. Now tell you this, the famous theory here, that Abu Gemara comes out, we pass in tiltum minat sad ishmei tiltum. That means you're not allowed to move muksa even do something else. In other words, let's say you have peanut shells on the table. After you finish eating your peanuts, the shells are muksa. They're on the table. So it's time to pick up the shells now. You've touched the muksa. It's awesome. Now one answer is take something, take a napkin or take a knife to move it off the table. That's called tiltum minatzad. You're not touching the nutshells directly. You're moving it with something else called tiltum minatzad. And we pass in that mutter. Here we pass in tiltum minatzad ishmei tiltum, and the Alana Gemara's letter we pass in tiltum minatzad by muksa is mutter. So Tais gives a terrorist and Allah is like that. It depends why you want to move the muksa. If you want to move the muksa for the purpose of the muksa itself, the sarach dover osir, that's osir. That's our gemara here. You want to move the mace out of this room for what purpose? For the purpose of the mace. Like you don't want the mace to be burnt up. Or else the mace is in the sun. You don't want the mace to be masriach, to start thinking. So the heter is you want to move the mace, to turch the mace, he's muksa, then tiltum and atzad shemay tiltlis osir. You can't move the mace by moving the bed and making him go from one bed to another bed. Mashenkin, when you're moving the muksa, turch dover heter, the mashi, you have muksa on the table. And now you want to use the table. So the purpose of moving the muksa off the table is kadei to be able to use the table, which is mutter. So tiltum and atzad lit turch dover ha mutter, we pass in his mutter. If you have muksa on the table with a tiltum natsad, like taking a knife to move it off the table, that will be mutter. Since you're only moving the muksa min hatsad, the tiltum min hatsad, and it's the tzarech, the purpose of using this place for a dover heter, that's mutter. But here where you want to move the mace for the purpose of the mace, that's called a dover osur. Here we pass the tiltum min hatsad is osur. The Mishnah said, Ein miyusin himen luf nishenim in amuchim. If you have the shemen, if you have a lamp that's burning on Shabbos, so you put the shemen inside the lamp, even after the lamp goes out, the shemen is still muksa. Why? L'fisheinim and amuchin, it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. So the Motana Rabbonin, Moiser HaShemen Shebener, what's the halacha after the ner goes out? The lamp goes out, and there's still some oil left over in the ner. Is it muksa or not? V'shebekaro is left over in a plate. Is also the Tanakama, that's a Yehudi Shita, he holds muksa is awesome. So since at the beginning of Shabbos, this ner was in this shemen was in the lamp that was aimed to be used for burning. So Yizichah don't have that to use this shemen because you can't take the shemen out of the lit lamp because then there'll be an isekibri. So you have no that to use it. It blives muksa, and it's muksa for those Shabbos. If we have Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon holds no, it's mutter. Shimon will see the next Mishnah. Reb Shimon only holds for muksa. Kol zaman the lamp is burning, then it's also to use it. Because then it's like muksa, you can't, it's more muksa le mitzvasai. But once the light goes out, now there's no more muksa involved, the shemen becomes mutter according to Reb Shimon. Later the shemen is edible, you could use it, you're allowed to eat it according to Reb Shimon. In this point we pass like Reb Yehuda, that muksa is awesome. The frat here, about Ben HaShemosos, at the beginning of Shabbos, this lamp was burning, so the shemen, the oil inside the lamp is muksa now at the beginning of Shabbos. We pass in migu this katsoy le Ben HaShemosos, it lies muksa the whole Shabbos. Therefore, you can't use it the whole Shabbos, the Shemen. So, the Mishnah. Metaltlin ner chodesh. You're allowed to move on Shabbos a new candlestick. A new one. It's not mias. It looks nice. Avolo yoshe, not an old one. That's mias. The Tanakam holds is such an issa muks of a dover hamois. Some that doesn't look nice, it's disgusting to you. That's also muks, you can't touch it on Shabbos. Shrashi metaltlin ner chodesh. Shein hamois. It's not mias. The chazlish demush, you can also use it, lehedjin. Shaladola boy ner meyelim. It's talking about now a kli cheris, an earthly kli, that once you use it one time, it gets all black and schmutzik and mis. So if you never used it yet, it's nice and clean. You can metal it, use it for what you want for shetziv. You want it for some dover hetter. You want to store your water there, put some peanuts there. You want to use it for dover hetter, you can metal it. Avolah yoshin, Reb Shimon Oymano. Kol haneris metaltlin. We hold like Reb Shimon, all neris amutin. We don't hold for muksa machmas mias. As long as the kli could be used, even though it doesn't look nice and it's mias, there's no muksa stamma doesn't look nice. Chutz min haner hadoylik b'shabbos. That's Reb Shimon Shita, that the only ner you can't use is haner hadoylik b'shabbos, that's lit on Shabbos. The kol zaman it's lit, the lamp is lit, and menorah is lit, the menorah blives muksa. Because the ash itself is muksa, so kol zaman it's lit, there's fire there, you can't touch the neiris. Mashenkin, Reb Shimon Shita is, once the fire goes out, then it becomes mutter. Reb Shimon does know for migul this katzon ben hashmoshes, it's muksa those Shabbos. It's only yosser when the neir is burning. We'll see, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Zot Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, mitaltlin neir chodesh elara, move, a new candlestick, avoloy yoshin, not an old one. Divrei Reb Yehuda. What's wrong with an old one? Because it blives muksa machmes mias. Since it doesn't look nice, it's disgusting in your eyes, that's also muksa zah. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos now. We have a meyer oime, no, kol haneris metaltlin. There's no yisod of muksa machmes mias. Even though it's mias, it doesn't look nice, but if it's usable, you're allowed, it's called a kli, you could use it on Shabbos. Chutz min haner shedliku boi b'shabbos. Hachutz from the ner, a candlestick that was lit at the beginning of Shabbos. So as he holds for migul katzoi, even though later on in Shabbos the light went out and now it's not burning anymore, like our lichters in Shabbos morning, still it's muksa. About at the beginning of Shabbos it was lit, and it was muksa when it was lit. So paski migul katzoi ben hashmoshes is katzoi lekulu yoyma. That's Rav Meir Shita. It was lit. This Shabbos it's also. So Rashi, chutz min aner shedliku, v'yaf agav shekova, even though now the ner went out Shabbos morning, still also. You're not allowed to touch your candlesticks, or move them. Touch them, you're out, you're not allowed to move them. The istle the Rav Meir muksa machmas iser, v'lestle muksa machmas mis. If it's time, wasn't lit, just it doesn't look nice, there's no iser, there's no muksa. Mashenkin, where the candlesticks were lit at the beginning of Shabbos, it's a muksa machmas iser. We'll soon see why it's called iser. The Shabbos is lit. So even when it goes out, still remains lots of those Shabbos. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Shimon Oymer, no, he's mkula. He goes to kula. Chutz min aner hadoylik b'Shabbos. Reb Shimon Shita is only kol zaman the ner is lit. Kol zaman it's burning. Then it's muksa. You can't move around the ner. Mashen ken kofsa. As soon as the ner goes out by itself. Is mutu atatla. Hav Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltet. He doesn't know to migul b'skatzoi. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, but as soon as it goes out, and a normal candlestick is you have das, you're waiting for it to go out, you know it's only going to burn for 2 or 3 hours, afterwards it's aiming to go out, so since you have das at the beginning of Shabbos, you know in 3 hours it's going to go out, you want to use it, it's mutla tautla. Avo kais, Luis, so you have a big jar, which the malvis will since the Gemara svar is, this is aiming to burn for 24 hours, so when you lit it at the beginning of Shabbos, you have no das to use it the whole Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, it's going to light now the whole Shabbos. Or also Koro Avayashosis. These are big jars, big lugs that burn a long time. Then Lo Yezizim Emkoinim. Then even if Shimon is Moida, Lu Yitzri goes out in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. And we'll soon see the Svaro. Because these things at the beginning of Shabbos, you have no doubt to use the whole Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, it's going to light the whole Shabbos. Mashen came small nervous that only burned 2-3 hours. You know right now you have doubt at the end of 3 hours you want to use it. How to have Shimon, there's no Muksa. Mashenkin, big ones, Leizizim and Koyma. These are the three shittas. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. Trashi, chutz min aner ha-doylik b'Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's only boid shu doylik. Kol zaman the ner is burning. Osir. So Trashi, why? Shema yichper ha-ner. Rashi learns the muksa machmas iser. Candlesticks that are burning. What's the muksa where you can't move the candlesticks? Because there's a chash, maybe you put out the fire. Since maybe you put out the fire, therefore it blives, also you can't touch it. It's al shem yichab haner. So who the shrekite is, Rashi, we know on Yom Tov there's no iksa, there's no muksa on the ner. You're allowed to move candlesticks, you're allowed to move a ner on Yom Tov. So if the yis is like Rashi saying, what's the muksa here? What's the muksa machmas isser? Because you're afraid that when you move it, you may put out the ner, it should be us on Yom Tov also. You're not allowed to put out a ner in Shabbos. You're allowed to light a ner in Shabbos. We're not allowed to put it out. If the reason why it's mukser is because you can't move a candlestick because we're afraid maybe it's going to go out, it should be asur on Yom Tov also. So the pshat that one search for, I think, from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, they say over, is that the pshat like this, we're talking about a mukser dikishayla. As the etzim issa, maybe you go out, you zicha na mechavim for that. Like on Yom Tov, when you carry around the candlestick wherever you want to go in the house. Hamol Eretz, you don't have, they don't have electricity on Shabbos, so use candlesticks. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to go around, move around with it. Havad, you're not mechavan to let, make the nair go out. So even when you're moving, Luigi goes out. Havad, it's mutter. If that's a dover sheni mechavan, it's mutter. There's no shaila on Yom Tov. Like, you're not really doing an issa here by being afraid not to move because maybe you go out. Even if it goes out, there's no issa because you're not mechavan to put it out. But it's a svar for muksa. There's a svar on Shabbos. A person's maksadas means he makes up his mind, I'm not going to touch this nair on Shabbos. Because he's afraid, maybe if I move, it'll go out. If it goes out, I'm stuck. I have no light this Shabbos. It is dark, no Shabbos. So it's a svar. A person in the beginning has his das not to touch it. Why? Because he's afraid, maybe he'll put it out. Mashenka and Yont, if you're not afraid. If you move it and by accident goes out, so what? You light it again. You're allowed to light in there on Yont. Therefore, on Yom Tov, if you know, you're not maksadash, you don't have that, like, not to use the nair on Yom Tov. You're not afraid to move it. It's going to go out. Yevada not mechavan to go out. That's dover sheni mechavan. Let's say, though, he's maksadash, he has das not to use it. Because if it goes out, it'll be dark. No, if it goes out, light it again. Mashenkin and Shabbos, you can't light it again. That's the swear. A person is maksadash, I have das, no das, and I'm not going to touch it now. Because I'm afraid, this is the whole light of Shabbos. So I'm afraid to touch it, because maybe it'll go out. So churub as man is there, that sword doesn't apply, but there, because even if the air goes out, you still have electricity light. So churub is not afraid the light goes out. We shouldn't be makatzadah. But still lies muksa. Could be don't pass the Rashi svarim. And today, if you have electricity, so the nair is itself, what do you care if it goes out or not? That's not the ikon air anyway today. The ikon air is electricity. All right, but still muksa though. But there's a little hezbin Rashi's pshat. Is Rashi shema yichba nair. Because since the nair may go out, that's a svar why you have that not to touch the nair on Shabbos. Rashi Ashosis, that's a kli's god, a big kli, shoshuch as a glass one, shkar lempa, a big lamp, leizizim kaimim, viafilu kova nair, even if the nair goes out, here Rabbi Shimon is mighty with Sosa. The Kama first time, soon will explain what's the difference between a big light or a small one. Right, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, he's even a bigger maker. This is Reb Shimon's son, his Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, mistapek min haner hakovui. You know, you're allowed to use, have hanor from the shemen, so after it goes out, even while the lamp is burning. We have before in the Mishnah, all the shemen drips down to the floor. So that was those shali, not allowed to put a kli underneath to catch the shemen. But literally the shemen falls down to the floor, there was a kli there before. And when the lamp is burning on Shabbos, the shemen drips down and goes into that jar. How to be blessed, you're allowed to use that shemen. Hey, that shemen is not muksur anymore. Since it's not in the lamp anymore, it's outside the lamp, it becomes ice muksa. So that's the big cooler. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Eimer, the statik min haner hakovet, it goes out, and also min hashemen hametavtev, even the shemen that drips out of the lamp, v'yafilu b'shor shener deluk, even though the lamp is still burning, and avada, the shemen inside the nair is muksa, you can't touch that, because you make a kibui. But the shemen that dripped down, half Reb Lezer, there's no muksa. That's mutter. So the Ma'amar Abaye, it's not Abaye, Reb Lezer of Reb Shimon, his Reb Lezer, the son of Reb Shimon, he holds like his father in one point, but his Mechulak on his father is even more Mekel than his father is. He holds like his father, like Reb Shimon Sheet in one point, the Lesle Muksa. We have just like Reb Shimon says, when the nair goes out, you're allowed to use the leftover Shemin, you're allowed to use. He doesn't know from the Muksa, like he doesn't know Muksa means Migul Biskatsoi. He doesn't know since the fact that the beginning of Shabbos was also, it remains also though Shabbos, and Shimon doesn't know from that. Only kol zman is burning, that's a bigger muksa, machmas iser. That's when it's awesome. But as soon as the fire goes out, if Shimon holds the smutter. So his son also holds like that. Of a polar galay bechoda, Reb Lezer, the son, is mechuluk on his father, Reb Shimon. Dilu avuha, his Reb Shimon himself, sova kova in le kova loit. When is the mutter to have enough from the Shimon? Only when the fire goes out. But kol zaman the fire is burning, even the shemen that drips out of the nair that comes to the floor is also wasa to use. As kol zaman the lamp itself is burning, the shemen falling down is also wasa. That's Reb Shimon svarim. The iyu, but the son Reb Lezer holds svarim af agav de loy kova, even though the lamp did not go out yet, still what falls out, the shemen that falls on the bottom, you're allowed to use it right away. Rashi, kovi in le kovaloi. That's Rav Shimon. The le shamin in le Rav Shimon. We only heard from Rav Shimon the shara b'matzisin, where is matzav in the Mishnah ela moisa shemen shebener v'shebekara. The leftover shemen if in the ner in the kli itself or in the kara. The mashma la'achas shekova. Since the shemen is still in the lamp itself, avad is only mutter to use that shemen when the light goes out. Because kol zman is burning, pshiti you can't take the shemen out and use it, because that's an isekibu then. It's called you're making the light smaller. So avad, when is the matzvah? Only when the light goes out. Mashen kol zman, the light is burning, there's no heter. But the sun is makel, even though the shemen, the fire is still burning, but the shemen falls out, what comes out is mut. Right. Avo koisu korav yashoshes lo yezizimim koimim. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon, even though he holds a regular nair, when it goes out, it's mutter, but a big cup, a big lamp, that's usher. Even though it goes out, still it's muksa. For the Gemara, Maishinahani, what's the difference whether it's a big lamp or a small lamp? Now, if you hold when it goes out, there's no more muksa here, it should become mutter, so even a big one should also become mutter. Omar Ula, Zot Ula, Seif Osn Reb Yuda. I tell you the Seifa that says a big lamp is usher, Enechnami. It's not going according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, there's no difference between a big one and a small one. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that said it's also. For the more mask of Lama Zutra, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Lashon Avol? Mashma, but this case is also. This case of a big lamp, it's also. Mashma, small lamp, that was mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both lamps are also. You have Yehuda holds for muksa. Anything that's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, bein hashmoshes, you're not allowed to touch it, it lies muksa the whole Shabbos. So what's this Lashon Avol? Mashma, only this is Osir. In the first case is Mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're both Osir. So the Gemara Ella Oma Mazutro, Luyer than Rabbi Shimon. Avada, this Brisa, this part of the Brisa that says that a big Kli, a big lamp is Osir, even when the fire goes out, that goes even according to Rabbi Shimon. Aye, what's the chil between a big lamp and a small lamp? The Yechik Hashari, Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon matter the Muksa when the fire goes out? Pener Zuta, only a small lamp. The Daitei Alavayu, at the beginning of Shabbos, you had das, that this lamp, you know, it's only going to burn for 2 hours. You know afterwards it's going to go out. So you have das at the beginning of Shabbos, like you're waiting for it to go out to be able to use it. So Reb Shimon says it's not muksa. Aval hani, mashenken, these big lamps that has a lot of shemen, that could burn the whole Shabbos, the nefesh, there's a lot of shemen there, like, their person is not waiting for it to go out. You have no das now to use it for later. So if a cat at the beginning of Shabbos, when you lit the shemen in the stam, you mark the das not to use the shemen the whole Shabbos, because the stam is going to burn the whole Shabbos. So here, the shemen is also made, the blood is muksa. Trashi bezuto, the deity Elijah, you have das to use it in the void joint. Sava, sheyichlo ha-shemen maher. You think the shemen is going to end early? V'yishtamash b'nelek sheyichlen, I'll use the nair, I'll use the candles, the candlestick, when it goes out. But these big lamps, you don't think it's going to go out on Shabbos. You think it'll burn the whole day. Therefore, it's also. For the more Vatanya, Alesh Yestira, Vatanya, we learned, Moisra Shemin Shebener Veshebekaro. The leftover Shemin that's in the Nair means in a small lamp. Veshebekaro is in the big plate already. Also, those are the Tanakama. We have a Shemin Mater. Rabbi Shimon says, Klotz Mutter, even in a Kara. And a Kara is a big plate. So before we said according to Rabbi Shimon, a kaisa and a kara is osur, and here it says kula, even though the shemen was in the big plate, there was a lot of shemen there, still it's mutter, it's a stira. And for the Gemara, no. Hosom kara dumi dener. Before, here we're talking about a kara, even though it says a plate, here it means dumi dener, a small plate. Hoho kara dumi de kais. But before it says kais and kara. Kais means a big jar. So who would then, when it says a kara next to a kais, what type of kara does it mean? A big kara. So Teret is, kara plate could be a big plate, and it could be a big soup plate, and it could be a small entree plate or a dessert plate. So the chiluk, what the kara is going next to. Here it's going next to, and there it means a small one. That's why it's mutti, because you have das, you're waiting for it to go out, you have das on it. Before it's talking about a big one, it's also. Trashi Reb Shimon Mateo Ukora a plate nefisha. It's a big plate usually. The kasha kora kora. It's a stira. Teretz is no. Here means dumi dener ketoni lo dezutra. So I'm about a small one. Omer Rebbe Zera Pomut. That's a lamp. Trashi Pomut means a menorah shomatches. It's an iron, a metal lamp. The ena musa. It's not mias. No matter how many times you use it, doesn't become mias. Metal contains it. It looks, still looks nice. Is Omer Rebbe Zera Pomut. This lamp. Shedliko boy b'Shabbos. If you lit it on this Shabbos, it's azoy. The divrei hamatir, the one that says according to Reb Shimon, that holds that when the nair goes out, it becomes muti, you're allowed to use it. Here it's oster. He holds you're not allowed to use it. So Jerashka Divri Hamati means Reb Meir Hamati B'nei Yoshin. Hele Divri Matsurashi. Jerashka runs according to Reb Meir. That holds that that we use Matir near Yoshin. Means even though it's smoked, it is a Mias. A Yoshin old one doesn't look nice, it's Mias. Still Reb Meir holds it's Mutter. Is the Divri Hamatir Oyser. Here will Blaib Oser. Jerashi Oser. Tahai Demuksa Machmes Iser. Because here, since the beginning is Shabbos, you lift this lamp, even though later it went out. But here we hold this Oser. Kiniktoni Liel, Chutz Min Aner Shedlika by B'Shabbos. Has any Ner that was lit on Shabbos, then Ramei is moided to the Issa of Muksa Machmas Issa. Since the beginning of Shabbos it was Oser, it's also those Shabbos. When is he Matir? Is only Matir or Ner Yoshin. That means an old one, you didn't light it to Shabbos. It was lit before. Now at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't lit, it just doesn't look nice. Then he doesn't also Muksa Machmas Mias. But Muksa Machmas Issa he does hold from. So this is very good. Even though Muksa Machmas Mias is not a Muksa because it's still usable, but where it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, the Muksa Machmas Iser, it's also those Shabbos. Now here's the Chiddush though. Of the Divri Yeraiser, the one that holds for Muksa Machmas Mias, the one that says since it's an old one that doesn't look nice, you can't use it, Mutter. Here's the Hilbi Matter. He's the only holds Muksa Machmas Mias is awesome, but Muksa Machmas Iser, he holds his Mutter. That's the Chiddush. Trash the Divri Yaiser, Rabbi Yehuda Yaiser, B'nei Yoshin, Shecheris. If you did say since the cheres earthly kli when it was used once it looks ugly, hosamu the mias only there because the kli itself is mias is not nice. Abel hocha shari here will be mutter for less le muksa machmas iser. Shayach to say according to Reb Yehudam he does know for muksa machmas iser. And the svar is the habminer is that mias is the pshat. There's something wrong with this kli. This kli is a disgusting kli. So you don't use this kli. Mashanki Machmas Issa, the lamp that's burning right now. As far as the kli goes, it's a nice kli, you'd use it. Just that there's a Isaac Issa. If you move it, you may put it out, you mark the das not to use it. But there's nothing wrong with the kli itself. Therefore, as soon as the Issa goes away, he holds the smutter, he not marks the das, because the kli itself is usable. Just Machmas Mias is worse. There's something that's disgusting with the kli itself, that's a bigger muksa. So the Gemara, though, it's not true. Lemeimer, you want to say the Rebbe Yehuda, Muksa Machmas Mias Isla, he only holds some Muksa of disgusting Kli, that you can't use. Aba Muksa Machmas Isla Lesle, but from the fact that candle was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, and later it goes out, you want to say it becomes Mutter, and he does love a Muksa Machmas Isla. For Tanya, enough in the Mishnah we learned, for Tanya, we have Yehuda Leimer, Kol HaNeira Shomatchis Metaltlin. Every Ner means stam candlesticks, if he didn't use it to Shabbos. It wasn't lit. Anyone you're allowed to touch. Shomatchis, because they don't get disgusting. Shomatchis always stay nice and clean. It's not Muksa Machmas Mias. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. And, you know, it only blinds like a Kli Shomalachta Liyisr. Like a hammer. The Klal is a Kli Shomalachta Liyisr. You're allowed to use it. That's Sarah Gufa, Sarah Mekoyme. Let's say a leichter, stam is on the table. You didn't use this Shabbos. If you want to use the table now, you're allowed to move it off the table. Because it's only called the kli shemalachta lisa that's usually used for Islam, that you're allowed to move if you need the place. We also serve gufoy. If you want to use the leichter now to hold something up, you want to put the matz on top of the leichter, to hold the matz up high. So you want to use it for davar heter, that's mutter. You're allowed to be metalta for davar heter. Of a chutz min aner shedlika by b'Shabbos. But if this leichter you use at the beginning of Shabbos, you had a nair burning on it, so since then it was muksa machmas iser, you're not allowed to touch it for any reason, it obliges us to the whole Shabbos. That's what we paskin. Our leichter is our muksa the whole Shabbos. Since the beginning of Shabbos was muksa machmas iser, a chomadika muksa, you can't touch it at all. So we hold from Migu this katsoy, the beginning of Shabbos was muksa, and it made us to the whole Shabbos. So you see, chlor of you the holds from muksa machmas iser. Ella, the pshat is like this. Iyit mahochi yitma. Omer abzeira. Pomut shed liku olav b'Shabbos. This lamp that you used at the Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, you had a fire burning in this lamp. Divrei hakol osa. Everybody's maskim it's osa. As even if you don't hold some muksa machmas miyos, but muksa machmas this, everybody holds some. This is a chomadika muksa. Fire that's burning is muksa. So this will shrek exactly what is the muksa machmas iser, what's wrong with the fire when it's burning. Well, we'll see later on in the parak a little bit more. We spoke out one story before from Rashi, that the svar is, you mak sadas, you have no das to use it, because you're afraid if you'll touch it, it'll go out. And then you'll be left without light. So that's why you mak sadas, like you have no das to touch it at all, that makes a chomadik a muksa. Another svar they say is that what's really the muksa here is the fire itself.
Moshe, you have a leichter. A leichter is not muksa, really. Then you have on top of it a holder. And on top of that, you have the candle. It's also not muksa candle. It just lies the klisha matlisa. If you have a candle that wasn't lit yet, if you want to use it for davar hetter, it's mutter. But the chesaron is, you have fire on top. Fire is something that's not metaltal. You can't move fire. Fire is not movable. Since it's not movable, it lies muksa. So since something that's not movable, it doesn't have a shame cleat to it, that has an isa muksa to it. So everything...